We're going to move to number 20. We'll get a hunting season report and license sales update. Good morning and welcome, Mr. Switzer.
Good morning, Madam Chair, members of the Commission, Secretary Roebling. Good presentation. Eric and John and other staff, they got, I think, one of the best jobs in the department. They get to do a lot of neat stuff with a lot of producers. And yeah, so in regards to license sales updates on number 20 in your booklet, Commission, first document in there is our resident combination licenses, and all the reports that we're presenting to you today are from December 15th to November 30th. So we've got about 15 days into our license year that is not included in the data in front of you here today. But in regards to the combination licenses, you know, things are pretty similar to what they've been the last couple of years, around 40, you know, just under 47,000 resident combinations and just under 12,000 senior combo licenses. Again, very similar to the previous year and the three-year average. Your next page would be the habitat stamp. As Kevin, Secretary Roebling, just indicated, habitat and access, a huge priority for our department. This habitat stamp is a requirement for a majority of our licenses. The resident habitat stamp is a $10 license and non-resident $25. So you can see with the number sold there in 2023, you know, around 150, up or down there a little bit, 150,000. You can see the revenue generated thus far from that habitat stamp requirement of just over $5.2 million. So these funds go directly into habitat improvement efforts on public land and then to provide public hunting access for those opportunities across the state. Your January meeting, we will have staff come and I believe present some accomplishments for 2023 on how we put this money on the ground for both wildlife and fish habitat improvements and access opportunities there for our public. So small game licenses on the next page, you know, in regards to residents, you know, primarily focusing, we're in the middle of pheasant season, so looking at the small game there, you can see the one day and the small game and the youth small game is one that I guess we focus on from a resident standpoint. Aside from our combination licenses, you can see small game resident is up 23% from the three-year average, as well as the youth small game. So those are some huge improvements that we'd like to see. Surprisingly, our pheasant population really strived coming through last year's winter, and we're getting you know, very strong reports from our hunters and staff across the state, even in parts of the state where we were a little concerned of how things might be from last winter. So things are looking good there from the non-resident side of things. You can see the small game is up around 7% from last year, or last year, and I believe across from the three-year average. So things looking good there. The non-resident youth small game up 18% over the previous three-year average. So harvest occurred. I know we did have some fall preset, but harvest did move along pretty quickly, I think. Our late season weather, hunting weather, is looking quite favorable compared to where we were at this time last year in December, and kind of hoping that sticks along here through the tail end of the season. I know some hunters, including myself, would like to see a little bit of snow out there to chase those roosters around, but things are looking pretty good to hopefully finish the season off strong here. In regards to fishing, you know, looking at the annual resident fishing licenses, those are up just a bit from 2022, down about 8% over the previous three-year average. And then looking at our non-resident annual fishing, I know there's other license types there, but annual resident is down just a little bit compared from last year, but is up 15% when you compare that annual non-resident fishing license from the previous 3 years. As staff indicated yesterday, the fall fishing weather has been phenomenal. State record fish being caught, and fishing has probably been good, not just in the Missouri River, but across the state. I know some people like myself are hoping for a little bit of ice to sit on a bucket and stare in a hole, and I'm sure that time's going to be coming sooner than we'd like. We're not going to have 65 degrees every day like we had yesterday. So, Madam Chair, that's about all I have for you, and I'd certainly entertain any questions.
Thank you. Any questions? Commissioner Locken.
Commissioner Locken here. Thanks for the report. I just wanted to make a report from the James River Valley. Probably something I'd never seen. The snow geese were in the area for a solid month, just tons of them. And just want to report there was a lot of steel shot in the air this year.
That's a good report.
Really, there was a lot of shooting going on, so it was good to see.
Good.
And plus the local Canadian geese, you know, had been around too beyond that. But the snow geese, a lot of times they'll slip through on us and we hardly know they went by. But this year it was a good month.
Yeah, it seems like the snow goose migration is probably not as quick as it normally is, you know, wide open weather and available water to roost on and whatnot. I know some of the folks here in the central part of the state are probably hoping things up north get a little nasty and we get some of those Canada geese down here, at least for hunting opportunities along the Missouri River, but, yeah.
Excellent. Any other questions or comments? Commissioner Cole.
Madam Chair, Commissioner Cole. Just a quick, first of all, a pat on the back that has to start with our secretary. If you didn't notice, look at our youth numbers for both resident and non-resident, and I can tell you firsthand that we're one of the only states that's up nationwide, so that's incredible. And then just a question, did we not have a youth combination license? Does anybody know? Have we never had one?
Or
did I give my age away again?
Through the chair. Commissioner Cole, yeah, we've never had a youth combination. We did have a youth small game, and I'm not for sure about fishing, but we made a change where youth under the age of 18 do not need any license to fish. And then there is a requirement.
So that's the reason we didn't have a combination.
Correct.
There was no, okay, that was the other thing. And then just the last thing, on page 39, is there a reason you don't have 2020s on there? I mean, was it really good or really bad or something?
What's the title of that page?
It's this one right here with the three graphs that show, it's the small game.
Small game.
I mean, the next page, all the fishing, you have 4 years. I just was curious if 2020, since that was a pandemic year, was that really good or really bad, or did you just not get it on there?
Through the chair, Commissioner Cole, very good eye. That should have been on there.
You don't know what it is?
I don't have that information from me. We will get these updated.
I'm just curious.
Sent back to you.
Being the pandemic year, that I'm just curious if it was really, really up or down.
Yeah, we'll get that updated and shared.
Thank you,
Secretary Roebling.
Yeah, Commissioner Call, that's a great observation. And it looks to me, looking at the 2022 data, that it was down during that COVID year for small game license sales. We'll get those graphs updated, but it is on the table. If you look at the far left column there, it just did not get included in the actual data set for the graph. So our apologies on that, and good observation. So thank you.
All right, very good. Any other thoughts or questions? Seeing none, thank you for a great report. Looks great.